Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel is joining us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Rob Shooter, I am back from holiday, and you know what? It was weird. It was weird. I don't know. I feel like we're on a first date all over again. You know, we're back together, and you know, it wasn't like I loved all the rumors though. The rumors like, hey, did Rob and Garrett get into a fight? Did Garrett offend Rob with his take on the British family? I mean, so many things. But I will be honest with you, Rob Shooter. I am a little, you know, I am pissed at the Royals because it seems like every time I just feel like you and I get into a groove, the Royals come on like the hot new thing, the hot girlfriend, and take you away from me because you are so busy and the world wants a piece of the Royals via you.
It's been a mismatch for a couple of weeks with vacations and with scheduling, doing Royals. We tape these shows, for full disclosure, quite early in the mornings, which happens to be the same time as morning TV are getting ready to start their shows. So when I'm doing morning TV, which I love to do, and I've got to admit, it really helps the podcast. I love when I go on
and
those morning shows.
You're very good at it.
And so we have to do them, but it's been a little bit tricky, but we are back together, my friend. Hey, what time is it? It is
Tea time.
Okay, this story is wild. So Boston-born Hilaria Baldwin, who some people call Hillary Baldwin, is getting slammed for using a fake Spanish accent when talking to reporters. So everything we know is going on with Alec Baldwin. We've spoken about this. He now is going to be charged with manslaughter. So lots of interest in Alec. There are reporters, there are photographers camped outside his apartment. We all know where he lives. He lives in the village. I'm not going to give out his address, but it's pretty easy to figure figure it out. Reporters know where he's been for years. Hilaria came out of the apartment, lots of photographers, and seems to have done a mini press conference outside. Now, the press conference, Garrett, was to tell reporters that she wasn't going to talk, but she actually said that. She didn't hand out a note saying, like, with her hand over her mouth, saying, I'm not speaking, I'm not speaking. So she did this press conference to really announce she's not going to talk. But while she was doing that, Alex slipped out of the building. So it's quite clever. So Alex might have used her a little bit of a decoy, a little bit of a trick. But what she's really getting noticed for is her outrageous Spanish accent. Now, if you remember, we all thought Hilaria was from Spain. That's what Alex seemed to have implied. Then it turned out a few of her classmates remembered her from Boston and came forward and said she's Hillary from Boston, and we sat next to her in class and we don't know where all this Spanish stuff came from.
And we parked the car in Harvard Yard and had some coffee at Dunkin' with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
That's what she really sounds like, I think.
Yeah, like, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the whole thing, first off, like, you and I have noticed over the years, if you want to do celebrity right, you move out of the main cities. You know what I mean? Matt Damon did it when he wanted to get out of Hollywood. And you don't see Matt Damon only when he wants to promote a movie because he's in Miami. We're going to talk about Ryan Reynolds in a little bit. But Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, they went up to Westchester. You know, like the celebrities went. You don't see paparazzi in Montana where most of Hollywood is. Like, so Alec and Hilaria, or Hilaria, or however you want to say it at this point. We don't know who she is, so how dare we even try to say her name? They ask for it, you know what
it
I mean?
Does
like
feel
they
like
welcome
that.
It.
It does feel like he was spotted a little later on in the afternoon smiling in Midtown. So they are out and about. Plus two, I just don't believe these multimillionaires who live, I think, in a $16, $17 million apartment have to do a coffee run every morning. Do they not have a percolator, a coffee machine?
They have 15 kids. They have 15 kids to send out to go get coffee.
Garrett, you're going to get in trouble for that. Thank goodness you're a parent. You can say that. I don't think I could get away with saying that. But she's going out every morning. And also, too, just so that people know how I think she is enjoying the spotlight, she's now wearing T-shirts or jumper sweaters with words on them. Empathy. Human. It's a lot.
It is, but it's like, it's almost misguided.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, empathy for someone who said, I didn't fire a gun when you clearly fired a gun, given you didn't mean to kill anybody, but you killed somebody.
Right.
So, like the empathy almost should be like, look in a mirror.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
someone died. I'd put her name on my T-shirt. I wouldn't do that, actually. Don't do any of it. And even if it's coming, don't do it. And even if it's coming from a good place, say Hillary is really, I know it's so difficult. I don't know what to say. Do you think she's Hillary? She's Hillary in Boston, and then she became Hilaria. I guess she can change her name.
100%. Rob Shooter, you couldn't have been more correct on anything else than you've ever said before. That is so true. She goes home. You know how you go home
Hillary.
during Christmas break or Thanksgiving, and you see all your friends, and you're like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, well, you know, I'm just a lavish star back home. But it's like, we know who you are.
You know who you are. It's like when J-Lo goes home to her family in the Bronx. Jennifer, shut up, sit down. And so I think she's still Hillary Boston. But even if she's doing this for the right reasons, even if she's doing this to protect her husband, and I know, my goodness, if my husband was in the press all the time and getting beat up, even if he had done something terrible, I'd want to scream and shout. But I think she's doing Alec a disservice here. I think that he was better off served if they all shut up. Just don't say anything. And that interview Alec did with George Stephanopoulos could come to bite him in the bottom, because now this trial's going to happen. And he has spoken about this case to George. It was in that interview with George that he said he didn't fire the gun. The FBI has now said, that's not right. There's no way the gun could have fired itself. So I think a lot of this is not going to help in the long run, but we want to know what you think. It brings us to our poll of the day. Boston-born Hilaria Baldwin has been slammed for
Spain.
Using her fake accent, particularly to deflect reporters. Do you think she speaks like that in private? When she's home and closes the door, we all lower our airs and graces a little bit. Even Rob Chute is not quite this British at home. No, I am.
No, he's actually English. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now, I'm going to pull the curtain back.
I was all a fake like Hillary.
I am going to do the great and powerful Oz right now. Rob Chute is 100% American.
Can you imagine if it turned out it's from Boston? Well, what do you think? What does she speak like in private? What does she sound like at home? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, what's going on with TJ Holmes from Good Morning America?
TJ Holmes, the man who made us forget about Matt Lauer, he has this poop-eating grin on his face anytime he is spotted out and about, whether he's making out with one of his many lovers, apparently, or just out for a jog. He jogs a lot. You know what I mean? I noticed that. He runs. You know, it's great. If you want to be in the press, at least look like you're working out. You know what I mean? Like,
you should give Hillary some tips.
Yeah,
they should get together, these two.
If TJ Holmes starts doing yoga with Hilaria or Hillary, you know something's up. So TJ Holmes, so the stories keep on coming out. Last week it was that he was having an affair with a mentor slash intern at ABC. Ooh. And he just, you know, he's out and about looking like there's not a care in the world. As he walked the streets, I say he ran. He has like a light jog going on, a little bit of a sweat, so it looks like he's busy, you know, pointing to the camera and smiling. Personally, to me, he's coming across a little smug. You know what I mean? Like a little cocky.
Yeah, I see it. I think what it is for me, I love a thirsty celebrity. I always have.
Right.
They have to be a real housewife. Like, these two are not in that sort of genre. And I think what bugs me about it is that they're pretending not to be thirsty. Like Bethany, right, and Teresa and Nene, they all acknowledge how thirsty they are. Like, they acknowledge that they love the attention. But these,
right,
two are pretending
show.
They don't. They do.
Right, exactly. And you know what? I was thinking about this too last night, Rob Chute. If you and I were to, you know, just, let's just say you and I were dating, like our dreams finally came true. You and I are dating.
Oh.
And we decide to go out and we kiss for the first time. We're not making out on a public pier where there are many cameras. That would make you a bad guy in it for the wrong reasons.
Oh,
you know
I'd
what
let
I mean?
You know, though, before you kiss me, I'd like, Jared, I tipped off the paps.
Well, first, if you call me Jared, we would be broken up.
That's
because my name's Garrett.
That's right.
And that's fine. I go away for a little while and you forget about me fully. But TJ Holmes, remember they went to, I believe, L.A. or maybe Miami, and they were making out on the pier.
I know.
I mean, go make out. You have in a hotel
seen.
Room.
They wanted to
exactly.
be seen. They wanted
Get
to be
out
seen.
Of here.
Can you believe that these two have not been fired yet? So I'm told within the next couple of weeks,
it's
maybe
messy.
Days.
It's messy. They can't get fired. It's too messy.
This is messy. I wonder if they get fired. They could survive.
But what did you say? The next couple of days, you said?
I think I'm being told by my ABC sources that it's got on too long now, and it's embarrassing. And I think ABC, these are not huge stars. It's not,
right,
you know, Katie Couric. This is not Michael Strahan. Like, I like TJ, but I didn't know his name until this incident. And
he's,
I think ABC
guy.
Thought it would just go away. And it hasn't. They're still getting photographed. They're still being talked about. So I think now ABC really has to make a decision. I'm told they're going to do it soon.
He's the weekend guy. Like,
he's the weekend guy.
He would do
That's
a story
exactly
every so often. Like, and I get it too, especially when you're in a world like that where obviously there's bigger names like George Stephanopoulos and Michael,
yep,
Strahan. You know, you want to make a name for
you
yourself.
That's the mistake. It's like Hilaria. I think TJ thinks this is his moment. I've seen TJ over the last 2 years during the pandemic walking,
right,
run. I walk, he runs down the West Side Highway, and nobody stops to take his photograph. If Al Roker, right, walked down the West Side Highway, everybody would be like, oh, it's Al Roker. So you definitely look at TJ, and I've looked at him and I've been like, oh my God, he's a cute guy. I've seen his cute little tight bottom run past me, and I've looked at his bum. I've seen his handsome eyes run towards me.
He's,
and I was
sweating,
like, oh, I think I know you, but I didn't know his name. He's one of those celebrities.
Correct.
You're like, oh, I know you, but I don't know your name. I thought, oh, are you on MSNBC? Are you the local? I was like, who are you? And then I was like, ah, when this scandal blew up, I was like, now I know who he is.
Correct. And up until that point, Rob Schroeder, I would put money on the fact that if you and TJ were you power walking, him running, someone would come up to both of you on the street, I think you would get the ask for, can I take a selfie, more than him before the
Absolutely.
Scandal.
I do. But he's cuter. He's cute, Garrett. There's something about being a cute boy, a cute girl, cute anybody in America.
Yeah, America's sweetheart, as they like to say. America, but this is not America's sweetheart.
You could be America's sweetheart. Okay, that's moving along. Ryan Reynolds, who you love. Let's just put that out.
He's
your number one celebrity. Number two, Justin Timberlake's number one.
You know what? I would put him on the Mount Rushmore of my favorite celebrities.
That's big.
You know what I mean? For yeah, him, Justin Timberlake, The Rock.
You love Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between Kelly Clarkson and Rob Schroeder. I haven't figured that out.
But you got to put one girl on there. So put Rob Schroeder.
Yeah, Rob Schroeder.
Okay, so moving along, Ryan Reynolds says that he and Blake Lively will always be unreservedly sorry for their plantation wedding. So he's talking about it going into details for the first time since his decision to get married with Blake at Boone Hall, which is a former plantation in South Carolina. They got married in 2012, and at the time they were scrolling through Pinterest, and they were looking for wedding locations, and they found this lovely place. Since then, Pinterest has banned plantation-style weddings. He went on to say that this is something that we will always be deeply and unreservedly sorry for. He's horrified that they got married there, and he said, quote, "We're both committed to raising our kids, so they'll do their bests to never inflict pain on another person consciously or unconsciously." They also donated $200,000 to the NAACP. Gosh, can you make a mistake in your past and move on? Can you do that? What do you think?
But here, and you know what? They made the right move. You know, we were just talking about celebrities making the wrong move. Yes, they made the right move, but they're doing it because they're good people. But I also think that they're doing it because they want to, but they shouldn't have to, in the sense that they weren't going on Pinterest to go, let's find racist places to get married. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where they almost got baited and trapped in the fact that, oh, they found a lovely place, like many of us found lovely places when we got married, only to find out story
the
after
horror
they got
stories,
married.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't walk into going, hey, was this place? No, we go, this place has, it looks very nice and great.
Well, that's the interesting part, isn't it? Gorgeous looking plantations, but the horrors that went on at these places are undeniable.
Of course.
And so I understand what he's doing, but I think you're right, Garrett. This is a perfect example of a celebrity doing something wrong and then making it right.
I honestly believe in the deeps of my heart where, you know, given as much as I love him and Blake Lively, I just don't think they go, you know what, we should get married on a racist...
They didn't say that, you're right. They looked at the trees and the lawns and the house.
They saw how beautiful it was, and then shame on the person that going, oh, yeah, you know, that person that owned the place wasn't going to be like, hey, Blake and Ryan, guess what? This place, we had some slaves. No, that person is going to take the money and run for it because it's Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
There was a real sort of like theme around doing this. And we can tell just by Pinterest, like it was so many weddings on these plantations. And now that has certainly stopped. Really, I can say Blake and Ryan have helped with that. So maybe some
good the conversation,
will come out of this awful situation. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Ooh, here we go. Ooh,
thank you,
darling.
Talking of TJ Holmes, we spoke about him on Friday. And on Friday, it was revealed that he was having an affair with a 24-year-old ABC intern who, get this, reportedly had sex in his office.
Oh.
Can he survive this? 90% of you said no. That's, you can't survive that. An intern, the injustice in power, sex in your office. It doesn't matter who that person is or what their job is. Having sex in your office, not a good idea. Don't forget to vote on today's poll.
I wonder if he shared an office
with
anybody.
Naughty Nice Rom, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, I love this story, our nicest of the day.
Do you think, first off, do you think TJ was sharing an office with George?
Oh, no. No, George has got an even bigger office. For a smaller guy, Robin, he's got a very
Michael,
big
no,
would you ever have sex in an office? Never.
If it was in a home office, yes. I mean, like...
Maybe a kiss.
Let's be real. All right. New couple alert coming from Selena Gomez and one half of the Chainsmokers. He goes by the name of Drew. Mm. And they were out having dinner over the weekend on Saturday. They were spotted at Torisi Bar and Restaurant in Soho.
Fancy.
You know, this is their second date in 1 week, which, you know, I guess that's normal if you're
Sweet.
Dating, you know. Like, every time you go out is a date, technically.
It is,
you know,
and in the
mean?
Beginning like, it's so sexy. It's fun. It's romantic. I like it.
You know, she's obviously, we all know Selena Gomez, 30. He's 33. Both ugly rich, like stupid rich. Like, let's be honest how rich they are. She's obviously, she's become quite the New Yorker, Selena Gomez, over the last 2 years. She films Only Murders in the Building here. Huh. She lives here. She goes to Knick games all the time. And Drew, you know, he is from here originally. His family is from this area in the New York area, but, you know, he is now international. So she once said, I would rather continue to get my heart broken than not feel at all. Mm. But I guess right now, you know, her heart feels pretty full.
I'm really rooting for these two.
Who's paying, though? Is Selena or Drew? Because at the end of the day, they both make a hell of a lot of money. You would think she more than him, but he does make all those club gigs.
I think men are still old-fashioned when it comes to that.
I think he would pick up the
tab,
too.
If we went on a date, we make a similar amount of money, I guess. Like, would you pick up the tab?
Well, then I would realize you're married to a very, very famous
that's where
person
my money comes from. That's why we would not be on a date. No, that's not the only reason.
I would say, you know what? You're paying. You're paying right now, you know?
And then we could go back to your office and you know the rest, filthy.
Work on the podcast.
Filthy. Okay, let's do... And naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Kanye Uh-oh. West is the naughtiest. The Ugh. Kardashians are concerned that Kanye's new wedding is actually a PR stunt. So last week, surprising news, we broke that Kanye has tied the knot, but didn't file for a marriage certificate. So he is wearing a wedding ring, but technically they are not married. This has left the Kardashians, particularly Kim, confused and concerned, especially around how this marriage, quote, quote, will impact the children. So Kim and Kanye have children together. The family are treating this marriage as if it's fake, as if it's not real. They think it might even be a PR stunt, but they are worried if this is real, what effect, what impact would this have on the children's life? That's a big question. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Hey, Garrett, so while we've been apart for the last few weeks, I've been doing special podcasts on the weekend, just 10, 15 minutes.
I heard.
Self-help podcast from my book, The Four-Word Answer. I don't like the word self-help because I don't think of it as help. I think of it as sort of essential tools we need to know in life. And this is stuff that we deserve to know. It's not a secret, and it certainly shouldn't be felt like help. It should be,
but should
really
be talked
much
about.
More important than that. Helping somebody is getting somebody across the road. Helping someone is lending them $5. This is much more important than that. So our last podcast blew up this weekend, and it was about the kindest thing you will ever do for yourself. And let me give away the ending. It's to accept yourself. Nothing is kinder than accepting yourself, because acceptance is the cornerstone of kindness. It is that simple. The more you
Love
accept...
it.
The more kindness will be in your life. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going,
if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
We're back, baby.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.